It's music time in Africa. Hello, friends. This is Susan Moran, welcoming you again to Music Time in Africa, a program of popular and traditional African music, featuring some of Africa's finest musicians and cultural groups of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. For today's program, I've selected some recordings from our Voice of America music library, and from time to time, we'll call on our Voice of America music man, Leo Sarkisian, to share with us some of the fine recordings from his own personal collection. It's Music Time in Africa. Today, we're going to visit one of the most beautiful countries of sub-Saharan Africa, a nation which became independent in September of this year, tiny Swaziland, where high misty mountains descend onto forest-covered plateaus and lead down to the grassy plains of the lowland country. Swaziland lies in the southeastern corner of the Transvaal region of southern Africa. The Swazi who live in this small, resourceful country speak Swati, a language closely allied to Zulu and Xhosa. And this is the language in which our first musical selection is sung. The Swazi folk song I've chosen is one of those little songs that people sing just to entertain themselves. Rosalina Ndole and Wana Nkosi are the singers, and the musical accompaniment is played on the Mokweyana, the resonated musical bow so popular in South Africa, especially among the Zulu and the Xhosa. The title of the song is Yuyolala Wedwane. Our next Swazi song is a traditional wedding song, sung by a royal bride's party. The group is from the Queen Mother's village, and we hear a group of girls and men singing about the bride's new way of life and reminding her that she must accept it with all its trials and readjustments. A Swazi wedding song, sung especially for the bride, to remind her of the marriage vow she is about to take, committing herself for better or worse. Among Swaziland's greatest assets are the largest man-made forests in the world, well over 150,000 acres of pine trees, located in the high, moist regions of the country, and every one of them planted by hand. The workers and planters in the Usutu forests are like most workers in other countries. They sing together as they work, encouraging one another to finish the job. A group of Swazi girls and men, led by Justina Shabangu, sing one of the popular Usutu work songs, Maya Maya. This is really hard work, isn't it?
Juaram sem kumba, Juaram sem kumba, Juaram sem kumba.
A Swazi work song from the famous Usutu Forests. Now let's visit the old royal village of Ntonjoni in the region of Pig's Peak to the north. The fighting men of this region organized themselves in groups or regiments according to their age, each age group having a different name. For example, all the men between the ages of 18 and 30 belong to the Lindimbi group, and each regiment has its own chants to accompany the military exercises by which the young men keep themselves in fighting trim. Here's a recording of a Lindimbi chant, in which you'll notice frequent changes of rhythm. These mark the different movements of leaping forward and backward, turning in file, and marching around in a circle.
Fire,
And from southern Swaziland, here's an attractive little song accompanied by a very old and very wheezy concertina. The musician is Mkakwa Mugumuzungu, and he sings about how his girl deserted him for someone else. After work, at the end of the day, young men and women relax in their villages by dancing. One of the popular Swazi dances is the Uku Samba, and to this rhythm we hear a group of young folks singing and dancing to a comedy tune about a husband who beats his wife. Nasi Ndodo Ingishaya.
Nasi Ndodo Ingishaya bo.
Ngishaya
bo. Nasi Ndodo Ingishaya bo.
Ngishaya bo.
Ile maka nebu chela bo.
Ngishaya
bo. Ile maka nebu chela bo.
Ngishaya bo.
One of the most popular types of music among the townsfolk, and it spread out into the countryside too, is the dance music played on penny whistles and guitars. For our final selection, let's have this popular Swazi dance group, the Star Brothers Band, play Havelock Compound Special.
I'm going to go to the house. Sag mal, Mann, hat nicht gesagt.
Wo kommt der Tür mit dem Fahrer? Komm, Mann, zu sich.
Ach so, Mann.
Hier.
Oh, na, nicht jetzt an, vor allem zu sehen fahren.
Well, friends, our time has run out, but I hope you've enjoyed listening to Music Time in Africa. Now, this is Susan Moran saying goodbye and inviting you to join me next time for more traditional and popular African music on Music Time in Africa.
Right now, this listening reminder from the Voice of America's Africa service. Be sure to tune in African Panorama weekdays over most of these same frequencies for the latest world and African news. You'll also hear in-depth reports on African news developments direct from our correspondents on that continent, as well as from those around the world. You can hear African Panorama twice daily at 16 and 19 hours Greenwich Mean Time on frequencies in the 11, 13, 16, 19, 25, 41, or 49 meter bands shortwave. Now until next time, this is Bill Castle in Washington saying so long for Music Time in Africa.